Hachette Audio presents The Tyrant's Law, Book 3 of The Dagger and the Coin. Written by Daniel Abraham. Read by Pete Bradbury. To Catherine and Scarlet. Prologue. Milo of Order Murrow. Milo slipped in the darkness, falling to one knee. The stones of the beach cut his skin, and the blood darkened the oiled wool of his leggings. The old fisherman, Chirot his name was, paused and looked back at him, lifting his lantern and one white eyebrow in query. Are you coming or staying here? To the north, the waves cracked with ice. To the south, the deep darkness of the village waited for their return. Milo forced himself to stand. A little more blood would do him no harm. He'd lost enough, God knew. Chirot nodded and turned back to the long, slow trudge along the shore. The rhythm of their steps sounded against the waves like the complex patterns of a marriage dance. Milo could almost conjure up the thrill of the violins and the tapping of the shell drums. He'd heard it said that of all the 13 races of mankind, the Havarkin had the most exquisite sense of music. In fairness, he'd only heard this said by other Havarkin. A woman's voice rose in the music, ululating in a sensual harmony with the strings, and Milo recognized that he was hallucinating. The voice of the water, his father called it. He'd heard it before sometimes when he'd been out on the boats in the dim light before dawn, or limping back in to shore after a long day on the cold northern waters. Sometimes it was music, other times voices in conversation or argument. Some of the very old or very young claimed that the sounds were real, that they were the drowned calling out to their brother race. Milo's father said that was rot and piss. It was only a man's mind playing tricks on itself, and the roar of ice and water to give it ground to play on. And so that was what Milo believed. The coast nearest his village was ragged. Cliffs and stony beach, fat green crabs and snow-gray gulls. Some nights the aurora danced green and gold in the sky, but tonight it was low, dark cloud and the smell of snow coming. The moon struggled now and again through the cover, peeping down at the two men and then looking shyly away. No, not two men. Not yet. One man, and one nearly so. Milo had been a boy that morning, and would be a man before he slept. But he was still in the dangerous place between places, neither one thing nor another. It was why he was here. He knew that the best thing wasn't to look directly into the glow of Chirot's lantern. The tiny light would blind him. Better to stare into the shadows and leave his eyes adapted to the dark.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?